We will start this session by looking at scrip issues. A scrip issue is when a shareholder is offered new shares in the company instead of the cash dividend. A scrip issue is sometimes referred to as a scrip dividend or a stock dividend. These terms are interchangeable and mean the same thing. The company are offering to replace the shareholder's cash dividend with new shares. It is up to the shareholder whether he takes the cash or the share alternative. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. Here we have a taxpayer who has 10,000 shares in ABC PLC. ABC PLC declare a dividend of 10 pence per share. At the same time, ABC PLC offer a 1-for-10 scrip alternative. This means that a shareholder has a choice between two things. He can take his cash dividend, which in this example would amount to £1,000. Alternatively, the shareholder can reject the cash dividend and instead accept one new share for every 10 existing shares he holds. Here, a 1-for-10 scrip dividend would give the shareholder 1,000 new shares. A company is under no obligation to offer a scrip alternative. Many companies will simply pay a cash dividend with no alternative choice. Many large companies often offer a scrip alternative as it enables them to retain cash within the company. Many shareholders are often tempted to accept the new shares because it is a way of acquiring shares without any associated broker's charges and fees. There are two types of stock or scrip dividend. There are normal stock dividends or enhanced stock dividends. In the case of a normal stock dividend, the value of the new shares received by the shareholder is more or less equal to the cash dividend that the shareholder gives up. For example, a shareholder would be swapping a cash dividend of £1,000 for new shares worth £1,000. The position in respect of an enhanced stock dividend is slightly different. Here, the value of the new shares received by the shareholder is substantially greater than the cash dividend foregone. In this context, substantially means that the value of the new shares exceeds the cash dividend by at least 15%. For example, if a shareholder exchanges a cash dividend of £1,000 for new shares worth £1,500, this is an enhanced stock dividend. Companies offer enhanced stock dividends as an incentive for the shareholders to take the new shares rather than the cash. In order to understand the capital gains treatment of stock dividends, it is first worth discussing how these stock dividends are charged to income tax. If a taxpayer receives a normal stock dividend, he is charged to income tax on the cash dividend he gives up. For example, if a shareholder swaps a cash dividend of £1,000 for shares worth £1,000, he is taxed on the cash of £1,000 which he has given up. However, if a shareholder receives an enhanced stock dividend, he is taxed on the market value of the shares he receives. For example, if a shareholder swaps a cash dividend of £1,000 for shares worth £1,500, for income tax purposes, he is taxed on £1,500. The amount charged to income tax is then treated as a net dividend. This figure will therefore be grossed up at 100/90 and entered into the dividend column in the tax computation with a 10% tax credit. Scrip shares are simply treated like normal purchases of shares. The shareholder is deemed to have bought the shares for an amount equal to the net amount charged to income tax. By way of illustration, Janice has shares in PQR PLC. She bought 10,000 shares in PQR PLC for £8,000 in January 1987. She bought a further 15,000 shares in April 2002 for £18,000. In January 2011, PQR PLC declare a dividend of 5 pence per share. As Janice has 25,000 shares, she'll be entitled to a cash dividend of £1,250. PQR PLC also offer a scrip alternative. The company offer one new share for every 25 shares held, instead of the cash dividend. If Janice accepts the scrip alternative, she'll receive 1,000 new shares. In January 2011, the PQR shares are valued at £2 each. This is an enhanced scrip dividend because the value of the new shares offered, i.e. £2,000, is substantially greater than the cash dividend of £1,250. Janice therefore takes the shares instead of the cash. In March 2011, Janice sells 6,500 shares for £13,750. All the shares are in the Section 104 pool. She bought 10,000 shares in PQR PLC for £8,000 in January 1987 and a further 15,000 shares in April 2002 for £18,000. 1,000 new shares were acquired from the scrip issue in January 2011. As this was an enhanced scrip issue, the base cost of these 1,000 new shares is their market value at the date of the scrip. This was £2,000. Janice now has 26,000 shares with a total base cost of £28,000. Janice sells 6,500 shares in March 2011. She is selling a quarter of the shares in the pool, so we deduct a quarter of the total cost, being £7,000. She is now left with 19,500 shares with a base cost of £21,000. Finally, we calculate the capital gain. Proceeds are £13,750. The base cost of the shares from the pool is £7,000, giving a capital gain on the sale of £6,750.